Hi, this is Faith Pell.
Hey, this is Bella Perron.
And this is Ashley Supa. We're the band Plush, and you're listening to Tom and Zeus on the Shout It Out Loudcast.
That's right. We're back with episode 49 of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, we're back with us analyzing another list that we found. Zeus, what's this list this time?
Yeah, this time is the ultimate classic rock. We do a lot of their stuff. Ranking the most irritating pop songs in music history. Oh. And we start at 40 to number one. I kind of perused this, Tom. A lot of these I don't know, so this should be rather quick.
I haven't looked at this at all. I saw the link. You sent me the link. And I said, you know what? I want to do this in real time. I scrolled down so I know what number 40 is. That's it.
Which is fantastic.
Yep.
Because number 40, Tom, is Barry Manilow, your favorite, Copacabana.
How dare they put him on this list? That is a fantastic song, and Barry is I'm already annoyed. It's a terrible, terrible, should not be on here. Ugh.
I'll be honest with you.
These people are no fun.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Of course it is.
It's actually a fun song. I enjoy it.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Come on.
His name was Rico.
Rico.
Rico Suave.
Oh, I wonder if that's on the list. Oh, let's find out.
What do you say? Louie Rocco. Yeah. That's number 40. Let's go to number 39. Somebody named Andy Grammer. Honey, I'm good.
Okay. If you heard this, I think you would know it. Andy Grammer is very annoying, and like a lot of moms like him. Like, oh my God, Andy Grammer, he's so cute. His music is so fun. No.
Yeah.
No, if you heard it, you would know this.
I don't recognize the title.
First of all, look at the picture. He has a Hawaiian shirt buttoned all the way up to the neck. I mean, right off the bat, that should almost make him number one.
Yeah, he's all sweating and shit.
Yeah. Oof. God.
All right. Number 38, Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. Now, I know Afternoon Delight. I don't remember the name of the band, but yeah, I knew Afternoon Delight.
All I know is this is another fantastic guilty pleasure that was made famous again by Anchorman. If you ever remember seeing Anchorman, they're all sitting in Ron Burgundy's office there singing it. Yeah, I mean, is it annoying? I don't know if it's annoying or irritating, whatever word they want to use, but
it's about banging in the afternoon.
Exactly. It's about getting a little quickie, you know, around lunchtime. What's wrong with that?
37, Crazy Frog, Axel F.
Okay. I have no idea what this is. Axel F.
Isn't that Beverly Hills Cop?
That's right. That's the name of the song, the theme. I have no idea what this is.
I'm assuming that's not this.
No, it's not. It's not because that's Harold Faltermeyer that does the Axel F theme. He's like the digital, like the electronic guy. This, no clue. We're lost on number 37.
All right, 36, James Blunt.
You're
beautiful.
This is horrendous. James Blunt is another guy that should be put out to pasture with Andy Grammer. Terrible song.
I'm so happy I don't know this stuff.
Yes, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You know it.
Isn't that the song by the fucking, what do you call it, band? That pop band?
I don't know.
With Harry Styles in it.
Oh, the One Direction?
Yeah. Didn't they have that song, Beautiful? Didn't they have a song like that?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's on the list.
Number 35, written by a previous guest.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Desmond Child is Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca.
This is bad. This isn't even a guilty pleasure. This is just bad. I'm sorry, Desmond Child. You're a great song. This is a bad song. I know it's famous. It's popular. It made him big. But this is it's a bad song.
I actually don't mind it. I think okay. It's fun. I feel bad for Ricky Martin because, like, yeah.
I don't.
He turned out to be, like, you know, he tried to live that life or not say that he's gay. And he's obviously gay. But, like, he's not a bad guy.
No,
he's not an asshole. It's one of those things, like, there's certain pop guys that I fucking can't stand. And there's others like George Michael. Like, he's gay. Well, he's dead, but he's gay. Like, I had no problem with George Michael.
I love George Michael. Yeah, he's fucking great.
Ricky Martin, I find him to be like, I don't know. Like, I have no problem with him.
No.
He's not an annoying personality.
I agree. But this song is bad.
You might not like.
Sorry.
I don't mind it. It just sounds like Latino fucking Bon Jovi music.
Yeah, okay. Well, Desmond Child wrote for both of them, so.
Sit down, Shannon. Number two, be right in a minute.
Oh, look at what's next.
All right. Number 34. Europe, the final countdown.
Okay. I will say that's the most annoying part of the song, because I think the song itself is all right, but that synth riff is
find this annoying.
I don't either. I don't mind the song.
And I remember reading something somewhere along the line, like, has anybody read the lyrics? This makes no sense whatsoever. The whole song is just fucking gibberish.
Nope.
Because that's what happened when Cousins. That's Eddie Izzard. One of our more frumpy queens. Well, that's what happened when Cousins marry. Bottom of the gene pool. But the same thing with this. This is what happens when fucking non-English speakers write American song.
And it made them beyond famous. Right? Your grandmothers know the final countdown.
It's the same thing with fucking, who's that lady? Hello, I am Doro Pesh.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And we are.
Oh,
I don't know, but like you get non-English speakers and it's kind of weird.
My favorite quote, in because each song has a little caption.
Yeah.
It says, you can tell the singer gets really into the song. They take this song very seriously.
That's something we would say. Settle down.
Fuck Joey Tempest.
All right, 33, Rick Dees and his cast of idiots, Disco Doxy. I know this stupid shit.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, is it annoying? Yeah, but that's the point. Like, it's this wasn't supposed to be anything other than a novelty.
It is a novelty song, and that's what it's meant to be, right? 32, Hanson, Umbop.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, and you can... I'm just going to say guilty pleasure. It's a catchy fucking song.
Yes.
I'm not going to try to tell anybody that.
Even though they have Joe Thornton circa 1997 is the oldest brother. When Joe Thornton got drafted, and this song was out by the Boston Bruins, I'm like, he looks like the oldest brother in Hanson. And that's not a compliment.
I can't tell the difference between Hanson and Silverchair.
Wasn't that the fucking
Tomorrow, the
Nirvana
grunge band.
Nirvana ripoff.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. All right. Oh God, no.
All right, number 31, Eiffel 65, Blue.
Terrible. This is really bad. This is really bad. You know this one, right?
Maybe not.
Blue, da da dee da 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 dee da 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 da.
Sounds terrible.
It's bad. It's another one of those. Oh, I think a lot of these songs are going to be like '90s songs because the '90s were so all over the place with music.
Yeah, number 30. This shouldn't be in there. I love this song. Cher, Believe.
Oh, this is terrible. I'm sorry. I mean, good for you.
She sounds a little like
Joe Walsh
in Ace Frehley. What's the other song? Just like Jesse James. I'm a share.
This is
what's her other big song that she had when she was on the fucking tanker
with her ass cheeks hanging out?
What was that song called?
If I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
This is terrible. Cher is annoying. This is a terrible. Oh my God. Look what's next.
Wait a minute. I'm taking a step back. Cher is annoying.
Yes.
Cher is an American institution.
That's okay. She's annoying.
I love her.
That's
good. I admire the fuck as she is a strong woman.
No.
She looks decent. She still does music and movies. Okay. And the other thing is that she endears me. Her relationship with Gene is so endearing to me. Let me clarify.
Okay. Maybe she is not annoying, but all those songs, Believe, all Turn Back Time, terrible songs.
They love them. And they're all Desmond type songs, just like Jesse. I told you when we interviewed him, I'm like, why am I buying a Cher album? It's because of Desmond Child.
Is that a positive thing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I ended up loving them.
Oh, all right.
Number 29. Tom Jones, What's New, Pussycat.
Whoa. Come on.
Why is it? It's not unusual.
That might be here. I like how it says, this one is bad right from the start. Even the words are annoying. Yeah.
Oh, no. What's number 28?
Ooh, this is bad.
This is novelty. What the fuck is this doing in there?
Yeah, this isn't even a release. This isn't even a song.
Yeah, it's the Muppets, Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Nah, nah. Yeah, this isn't really a song. It even says children's songs are made to be repetitive and simple. Yeah.
Mana Mana.
Yeah.
That's all right, stupid. Number 27. The Strangelove's I Want Candy. Wasn't that a different band?
Yeah, that was Bow Wow. That was Bow Wow Wow. That song, I know. This, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what this
Why is.
Why
is that guy got like a fucking...
Yeah, the guy's got a spear. That guy's got a spear, and then the other guy looks like he's like taking a shit in the corner, and the other guy looks like somebody woke him up after he got his hair cut.
His hair cut? That guy looks like the fucking murderer in No Country for Old Men. That's the fucking hairdo he got.
What a weird picture. What is happening there?
Oh. Number 26, Nickelback, Photograph.
Okay.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Nickelback is one of those bands like Creed that take a beating, maybe deservedly so. Photograph, is it annoying? No, it was just so overplayed. I don't like it. I don't hate it. I don't think it's annoying.
These poor bastards, like...
Yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
They have just fucking have a target on their back. People hate them.
Yep.
Number 25, Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Now, this is the definition of an annoying song. This is what I think of when I think of an annoying song, like a novelty song that's just terrible.
And isn't it one of those things that if you hear it in a movie, you hate that movie?
Yes. Yeah, right? Because it's so low-hanging fruit. It's like, let's be hip and cool and adventure. Now, if you're going to put it in a kid's movie, fine. I'll give you a free pass if it's like a kid's movie, which I think they've probably done.
All right. 24. This probably is my number one. I don't think it gets any worse.
Dude.
Los Del Rio Macarena.
This is this was one of the top five songs on the Do Not playlist at my wedding.
I remember. I
had some people have a list of songs that they want the DJ to play. We had a list for the DJ of songs you are not allowed to play.
Last Dance, this Electric Slide.
I don't mind Last Dance. Electric Summer, that's great.
Electric Slide.
The Chicken Dance. Hot, hot, hot. All that. Hopefully they're
feeling
on this
list. Hot, hot, hot.
And everybody gets around and fucking acts like an idiot running around the fucking
people
dance.
Say Celebration. I love Celebration.
Who performs that? Who performs that song? Who performs that song, Zeus?
Ooh, and the Gang.
And how do we describe Cool and the Gang?
They are the safest black band for white people.
That's why.
What are you talking about? I listen to Cool and the Gang.
That's.
Hey, my brother. You got any Cool in the Gang back there?
You know you're at a white people's wedding when Celebration comes on and it's like, oh my God, Cool in the Gang.
It's a celebration.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's going to be the black guy with the deep voice. It's a celebration. 23, God. Justin Bieber, Baby. I don't even know this song.
Maybe if I heard it, I'd know it, but exactly. I don't know it.
And I don't want to hear it from me. Oh, how do you not know? Because I know it's on the radio.
No.
22, The Four Seasons, Sherry? How do you fucking shit on The Four Seasons?
I think the point rule, it says, right, you won't be able to hear it any other way than the high-pitched sounds of the song. So I think that, I don't know if they, maybe they're not saying the song per se.
But then you don't like them. Because every one of their songs was like that in the beginning. Their earlier songs.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's a... I don't know if it's a... Yeah, I don't know if it's a noise. Oh, come on. Ooh. Look what's next.
21, The Police. D, do, do, d.
Da, do, 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 da, 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 da. Okay. It says repetition can be a good thing, but in this case, it seems they took it a little too far. I absolutely
If you don't sing that title and try to say it like I did, I'm like, wait a minute. It's de-do-do. I'm like, oh, it's de-do-do, de-da-da.
I love The Police. I like this song, but that chorus is painful. The chorus, it's painful.
20. Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. I like the song.
Me too. It's not annoying.
Dude, I remember watching a show, and it wasn't MTV, on a Saturday afternoon. It was like a kind of a kid show, and they're like, we got these two new big hits. And one was Groove Is in the Heart, which did become a smash hit.
Delight.
And the other one was this.
Yeah. I like
and
Ice
Ice Baby.
And both
of them became a fucking huge hit.
It's not annoying or irritating.
It's just that he's not authentic.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Brace yourself, fool.
This next song is terrible.
19, The Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
First of all, the Black Eyed Peas are one of the bands that shot so high into the stratosphere of pop music in the 90s, and almost every one of their songs is unlistenable because they're all fucking annoying, including this one. Terrible.
What? They got that other good song, Tonight, Gonna Be a... What's that song?
That should be on this list, too. It's terrible.
Gonna be a good night.
Every one of their songs is the opening of like Monday Night Football.
It's just very repetitive chorus.
Yes.
And then when she finally sings, it's not that much singing.
No. But if you want a good laugh, go watch her try to do the national anthem. I think she tried to sing the national anthem at like an NBA.
She was so hot. And then there was a photo of her.
Yeah.
Like on stage at a concert, and she like pissed herself or something. Ooh. And it's like her like these like. I don't know what it is. Like at the time it was like short spandex shorts and big piss stain right in the front. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Sure. It was a piss stain.
It was piss stain. She had pissed herself. And it was like, oh now I can't look at it without thinking of her pissing herself.
Oh, Fergie.
Yeah. 18, Starship. We Built a City. Guilty pleasure. I don't mind it.
I can't believe this isn't higher. Because this is so cliche to be super high on these types of lists.
Everybody hates it, but they listen to it when it comes on.
Of course they do.
Like me. listen to it when it comes on, and but I hate it.
Yeah, it's bad though.
17, Willow Smith, I Whip My Hair.
Don't know it.
Yeah, don't want to know it.
No clue. No clue.
16, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Terrible.
Everybody fucking listened to it around Titanic time. Everybody did.
I don't know if it's, that's the thing. I don't know if it's irritating as much as it's, again, overplayed and fatigue and just
cliche. Yeah, it just, it reminds me of when we were at Stonehill and we were in the courtyard and some, and we were playing like wiffle ball there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's, it's summertime. People are starting getting like cool. Some idiot was playing that fucking, what's his name? Hooting the Blowfish on repeat.
Oh yeah.
The whole album. Yep. Like, you know, after four games of wiffle ball, you're like, turn that fucking shit off.
Yep.
Like there's more than that. Anyways, My Heart Will Go On. I don't mind the song and she's very talented.
Oh boy.
15, Billy Ray Cyrus. This song is catchy as all fuck. I will give him credit. He's a terrible singer.
Yep.
But he made gazillions of dollars in money out of that fucking stupid song.
He did. And he made mullets cool for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And he had this high top white sneakers. Ugh. He was like a fucking idiot. But then he got a career, went to fucking Disney or wherever he did. Hey, why don't we put me in a TV show and have my daughter?
And now look.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Huge move. Yep.
14, Culture Club, Karma Chameleon.
Okay. I'm going to just full disclosure. I love pop music. I love MTV era music. I'll be honest with you, there are some Culture Club songs I like.
I like this song.
I don't like this song.
I like it. And I like the video. It was silly. And I love the Beavis and Butthead doing this.
He's the best part.
He's a boy. He's Boy George.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I actually like the song. I find it fun.
Oh, God.
Now, here we go. This should be top five.
This should be higher.
Number 13, Rebecca Black, Friday.
It's Friday, Friday.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that's a little. Remember how little kids love that song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow, and that came out in 2011. Oh, my God.
And so here's the thing about that. It's like if a song like this is so bad that I know it.
Yeah.
That means it's transcended to get into my viewing. Exactly.
So
the ones in the beginning, like you're like, oh, you should know this. I'm like, it didn't get that far. This did.
Well, that's the funny thing about this list is, yeah, it's a shit list, but all these songs are irritating and annoying for a reason. They were popular and overplayed.
Exactly. Now, let's go to the next one. And that is 12's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I actually like it.
Come on. It's not annoying. It is what it is. It's just
a jitterbug.
It is the gayest video ever made in the history of music videos, which is not that there's anything wrong with that.
Dude, have you seen I'm Still Standing?
Good point. That's a great point.
Oh, what am I talking about? The actual uncut of fucking Frankie Goes to Hollywood. That one.
Well, all those bands are.
Hey, relax.
All those bands get off on the same floor in the elevator, so it's okay.
Oh, come on. Number 11, Spice Girls Wannabe. Dude. Eminem said, he wanted to figure out which one of the Spice Girls he wanted to impregnate.
Yep.
I feel the same way. I would fuck every single one on a 5-day, like it, every day, just bang a new one.
Yeah.
There's not one of them that I'm like,
I agree.
I would bang them all.
Except for the one who kind of reminds me of Joe from the Facts of Life.
Who the fuck is that?
Who's like the manly one?
Posh?
No. Who's the one?
Sporty Spice?
Yeah, in this particular picture, who's the one all the way to the right?
When you see, that's the sporty one.
Yeah.
Remember the song, Say You'll Be There?
Yes.
That video, it was in my Hall of Fame spank bank.
Yeah.
I could watch every one of those girls, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of Posh Spice and that leather outfit. She was the fucking spandex fucking.
I always loved the redhead and the blondie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I knew that's the difference. I would bang the other three first.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed. But
because we have a choice in that.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Of course, because they're knocking on our door. Yeah, right now.
When Sporty is in that video and she does like the leg kicks and stands up tall, like she's got like that perfect body that I love. Yeah. Nice and thin
athletic
and just
athletic and slim.
God. Yep. She looks like she wants to eat some dick.
She was looking good.
Dude, all five of them. I we could do a Spice Girl fucking episode on which Spice Girl would you choose first? Do a Spice Girl you get to bang draft.
Do it. That could be the next this right. or that poll.
I'll tell you right now. I would Victoria Beckham. I would go number one. It's not even fucking close. Number one. I would probably take fucking, what's her name? Mel B. The fucking one Eddie Murphy had as a kid with. And then I would take Mel C. And then I would take Baby. And then I would take Ginger last. She had a little bit of a fat ass for a while. How about you?
It's all right. Most definitely. I would take the redhead first. I don't know their names. I would take the redhead first, the blonde one, then Victoria Beckham. Then
the man.
I guess it's a coin.
Then
I guess
you'd fuck the guy, and then Eddie Murphy's.
Yeah, then I'd it's a coin flip to see who's left.
Oh,
yeah,
if you go by just that "Say I'll Be There" video,
God. Okay. Number ten should almost be number one. This is painful.
Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe,
fucking painful. This is horrendous.
How is this popular?
I don't know. I like how it says it can be fun to put on at certain parties. Are you out of your mind?
What party are you at?
This is an automatic exit theme for me if I hear this anywhere.
Exactly. It's terrible.
Oh.
Number nine. I don't even know who this person is. Is it Omi or OMI? Oh, the fuck that is.
I don't know.
OBO.
OMI cheerleader?
Never even heard of this.
I don't know that one off the top. That doesn't ring a bell. No.
OBO.
Look at the next one.
Eight, the coasters, yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
I don't think this. I mean,
take
maybe
out the papers and the trash.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe the yakety yak part is, you know, irritating. But the song is
coasters had a lot of fun songs.
They had a lot of good stuff.
Charlie Brown, he's a clown. Remember that song?
Yes, I did. These guys were fun. That was the whole point.
Freaking old.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right, seven, the Champs, Tequila. All I think of is fucking what's his
Pee-wee.
Face?
Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, that's the only good thing about this song. Exactly.
Number six, Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. I don't know what happened to him and they canceled his ass. I actually like the song. I like the video. I have no idea why people fucking hate on this.
Well, first of all, the song is fucking awesome.
Oh, sexist. No shit.
But then there was a lawsuit involved with the sampling and everything. That's what happened. It kind of fucked him.
I get it, but like, they're all like that. It was like a modern version of George Michael's Freedom with all the models and shit.
It's a great. I would never put this in an irritating category. It's a great song.
Number five, the New Beats, Bread and Butter.
Don't know it. No idea what this. Maybe if I heard it, but this doesn't ring a bell at all.
What?
Nope.
Okay.
God, look at the
number four, Cisco. Thong song.
Let me see that thong. Thong. Terrible.
Didn't Desmond have something to do with that too?
Dude,
he can make anything a hit. Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Yeah, this is bad.
But this
falls into the category of truly irritating.
Okay.
Like, this is irritating.
I actually like it.
Okay.
The fucking guy from the Titanic on the right, the bald guy.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Who, Billy Zane?
Yeah. That's what he looks like.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
That's all right. Oh, God. Number two. Yes, this could be number one.
The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Walk 500.
Terrible. Really, really bad.
It looks like really the guitarist from fucking INXS trying to write in his twin.
So bad. Now, I really don't know what number one is. This is like in real time what number one is.
What the fuck is this?
This stupid dude. Come on. This isn't even this is a kid's song for fucking kindergartners. This isn't even a
unknown
song.
Artist, Baby Shark Dance.
Yeah. I mean, it even says right here, it became famous for kindergartners. Fuck it. That's a dud of a number one.
If you're
going
to be like that, then why isn't the theme song to Barney in here?
Yeah. I agree.
Caillou and.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Caillou, that fucking kid needed to be knocked the fuck out. That annoying little bald motherfucker.
The greatest part of my parenthood is the fact that I never allowed my kid to get into that or watch that. I would go over to like play dates and shit like that, or her cousins.
Yeah.
And the parents were like, oh, you got to leave that on. It's Caillou time.
Fucking horrendous. It teaches your kid how to be a bitch.
Fucking annoying.
It's the worst. He was the whiniest, crankiest, dorkiest little fuck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, yeah. What should be here is number one should be the Fresh Beat Band. Hi, Fresh Beats.
Or fucking the Doodle Bops. Those fucking bozos that drove that bus. See, this could be the next episode of the most annoying kid shows.
Fresh Beats with the kid that would throw up gang signs. What's his name?
Yeah, but we're so old school. I remember when the Fresh Beat Band was called the Jump Arounds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yep. Oh, there was a show called Jack's Big Music House.
I remember. I
loved that.
That was good.
He had some big names on that show, and the songs were catchy as all fuck. And there was a lot of like adult type humor in there.
That was a good show.
It was like a guy, Jim Henson did that.
It was a Muppet type show. Yeah, it was a Muppet
thing. Oh my God, it was so fucking great.
Yep.
I loved it. Yep. Loved it.
Yep.
Anyways, another shitty list.
Let's see if you guys agree or disagree. Maybe there's something on this list that's more annoying to you. So tell us.
Till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.